New Hampshire Representative Ann Custer is one of several lawmakers speaking out against sexual violence in the past few weeks. As VPR's Rebecca Sinanis reports, Custer brings a very personal perspective to the issue.
We rise tonight to show our continuing support for the woman known to the world as Emily Doe.
That's Congresswoman Ann Custer of the 2nd District in New Hampshire. She was one of 17 members of Congress that spoke out against campus sexual assaults after a judge sentenced a man convicted of rape at Stanford University to just 6 months.
And to join with all of our sisters at Stanford and on college campuses and in communities around the nation with one simple message to America, we are all Emily Doe.
Custer helped push the hashtag Survivors Speak, and she started by sharing her own stories on the floor of the U.S. House.
I'm going to start my remarks tonight 40 years ago on a cold winter night at a prestigious college campus, this time on the East Coast. I was an 18-year-old student.
The East Coast school where Custer was first assaulted is Dartmouth College. Approximately one in four women in New Hampshire report having been sexually assaulted. Those are just the girls and women that report the incidents.
One of the issues that I've been very involved with over the years has been sexual assault on college campuses, domestic violence.
At a roundtable at WISE in Lebanon, a nonprofit crisis and advocacy center for domestic and sexual violence, Custer discusses legislation aimed at stemming sexual assault on campuses. One of the bills she's hoping to pass is the Safe Transfer Act.
And it would require universities to include information related to campus sexual assault on the perpetrator's transcript to protect students if the sexual predator transfers to a new school.
WISE and Dartmouth have a unique arrangement. A liaison from WISE works as a third-party advocate at the college, providing counseling and resources to those who have experienced sexual violence on campus. Peggy O'Neill is the executive director. She says this model is important because
by being independent, there's no confusion for the student or for the players involved about what our role is. Our role is there solely for the student victim. We're not an employee of the college. We don't have bosses on campus.
Dartmouth student Catherine McAvoy says she's seen positive change on campus just in the 3 years since she started at the college.
I think the conversations are getting more nuanced. So not just sexual violence is bad, but let's actually talk about consent. Let's talk about all of the nuances here. Let's talk about behaviors that we've been socialized into thinking that are okay that are actually not really all that healthy, and we should stop those.
Yes.
Representative Custer says one way to move forward is to share personal accounts of sexual assault and make the conversation more public. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.